Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time. By creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
Marriage is only one area in which activist judges have been legislating a liberal agenda that opposes religious values, conventional morality, the Constitution, and even the right of American citizens to govern ourselves. Let's call the roll of some of these judicial outrages. Judges have censored the Pledge of Allegiance in public schools, removed the Ten Commandments from public buildings and parks, banned the acknowledgement of God in public schools and even before football games, imposed taxes, rewritten laws of criminal procedure, outlawed term limits for members of Congress, and rewritten laws on the conduct of elections. Judges have invented so-called rights, such as the right to abortion, the right to sodomy, the right to same-sex marriage licenses, the right to show and publish pornography, even with taxpayers' money, and the right of illegal aliens to receive taxpayer-paid benefits. And when no justification for such outrages could be found in the United States Constitution, 6 of the 9 Supreme Court justices cited foreign sources to rationalize their opinions. Under the American constitutional system of self-government, all these social, economic, and political policies should be made by our elected representatives, not by judges. The American people must not allow judges to usurp the constitutional role of Congress. We must not permit judges to legislate, set policies, usurp the authority of other branches of government, or impose their own social and political views on our people. We do not want judges rewriting the Constitution under the pretense that they are interpreting it. Article 5 of the Constitution provides a procedure for amending it, and the judiciary has no part in that process. Americans do not want to live under an unelected, unaccountable imperial judiciary. We still adhere to the Constitution and the rule of law, and we expect judges to abide by them, too.
Are you shocked by judges ruling against the Pledge of Allegiance, the Ten Commandments, and the traditional definition of marriage? For more on the threat to self-government by activist judges and Phyllis Schlafly's new book called The Supremacists, call 1-800-726-8096. That's 1-800-726-8096. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time, by creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says, it used to be only death and taxes that were inevitable. Now, of course, there's shipping and handling, too. Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Well, they're everywhere. They're out there. They're every place that you look. They're scenic vistas. Yesterday, I was discussing with you scenic vistas, how America is blessed with an abundance of natural beauty and scenic vistas and view sheds. And identification and protection of the assets of these scenic vistas is important to keep smart growth and scenic stewardship going. Well, it's going. It's coming. It's all about us. And I have here some information concerning these scenic vistas. I see where KMZU, a radio station at Carrollton in Carroll County, has been running a news story late yesterday about a group trying to get part of Highway 24 declared a scenic byway. Now, that is in north central Missouri. KMZU is at Carrollton, Missouri. Anyway, that's another one of the scenic byways that's moving into this particular part of the country. Then I have an email this morning from a listener that says the Missouri Department of Transportation is having a scenic byway meeting in Steelville coming this Thursday night. And I called to make sure it's this Thursday night, and it is. So at Steelville tonight, it's going to be a scenic byway meeting at the telephone company building. It's from 6 to 8 o'clock in the evening regarding Highway 19. Now, I'm talking about a couple of areas that I happen to know about locally where I live. I mean, I live in this area. But these things are happening all over the United States. And I think it is of interest to notice that when we get these scenic byways, some of the things that are going to be happening, if these roads do become scenic byways, that means that there's going to be rules and regulations of what you can do and what you can't do, and not only if you live along this highway. You know, people get the idea that a scenic byway and a view shed and a scenic vista is something that, you just drive along the road and you look across the fence and that's the byway. No, it can cover literally miles and miles and miles, particularly in Ozark country or in mountainous country where you can get up high and look across. Everything that you can see is part of this scenic vista or scenic byway. And as I mentioned, there's going to be some regulatory measures. And I discussed this a little bit yesterday, but let me go into a little more detail about it since these things are just popping up like popcorn everywhere. The meetings, you need to be able to get prepared. The thing to take to these meetings with you is a copy of Agenda 21. I don't know how many of those things we have mailed out. I know other areas are doing exactly the same thing, because they show up in articles that I have not seen before. But nevertheless, Agenda 21, if you take that to those meetings, you can help explain to the people where all this is coming from. But in one of the brochures that come to us from some of the greenies that want to get these byways passed, they talk about regulatory measures. And they're going to establish design guidelines and design limits. They say responsible control of elements. Now, I don't know what an element is, but they refer to it as to be a certain height, a certain bulk, a certain design, certain material, certain colors, and certain landscaping. And the project blends with its surroundings. What it means is, if you live in one of these scenic byways and you want to paint your house pink with yellow purple dots, yellow polka dots, you're not going to be able to do that. Now, nobody wants a pink house with yellow polka dots. Yeah, Jeff probably would. I don't know. But his kids might. My kids might. Your kids might. The point is, you're not going to be able to do with this property what you want to do with it. They're talking about the height of something, the height of a building, right? The height of a tower. Maybe you want to put a tower, a cell tower on your property, and we're going to go into more detail about that today, too, because since I discussed it yesterday, I have learned a lot. By the way, because our listeners are out there, and they have informed me as to what really is going on in certain areas. But these things are regulatory in nature, and they're something that we just absolutely don't need. It's a form of government, and as we have stated over and over and over again, it's a way to take our form of government, where we have the checks and the balances, away from us, where we have elected servants to work for us, and put it in the hand of unelected officials that are going to demand that we follow certain rules and regulations. People, it's not the American way, and they're moving in. They're getting money to do this. They are a group. There are swarms of these people that work for different agencies in the government, both local, federal, and state, and they're out to change our way of life. They don't know, the majority of them don't have any idea what they're doing. They know that they can get a grant, they know that they can get some money, they know that they can hold some meetings, and they know that that's going to be able to let them keep their jobs. They have no idea what Agenda 21 is, they have no idea what sustainable communities are. They are just working, doing their job, what they are getting paid to do. And they want to stay there long enough to get federal, state, or local retirement. That's the whole purpose. You need to go to those meetings, be prepared, and know what you're talking about, and ask questions. Good questions. And when they answer, and they say, no, we'll not have any regulatory agency, say, would you please get someone in your agency with authority to put that in writing and send it to me in the way of a certified letter. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 Liberty. 1930s, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 Liberties for $258 apiece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Are you tired of Jurassic Age T1 dedicated line pricing? BestT1Prices.com will deliver unbiased T1 line prices in real time, allowing you to save money. BestT1Prices.com also offers business and residential DSL, frame relay, point-to-point, T3, DS3, Wi-Fi, and much, much more. BestT1Prices.com has served over 100,000 instant price quotes. Visit BestT1Prices.com and start saving money today.
And we have returned. Now, yesterday we talked about the stealth towers. Remember the towers that are used for telecommunications and how unsightly a lot of people think these towers are. And how they have to hide them. And by hiding these towers, it can add as much as $100,000 per telecommunications area. There was a company in South Carolina, if you remember, that manufactures these stealth towers. So what they do, they hide them in flagpoles. They hide them in artificial pine trees. They hide them in church steeples. They hide them all over the country. But they are hidden, but they are there, and that's what makes your cell phones work. Now, since I was on the air yesterday, I have received a good bit of information from other areas that I did not know about. They tell us, and let me just quote some information here. Issues concerning the location of cell towers. Objections to these towers are unsightly, have resulted in a number of techniques to hide towers called stealth towers. The most common community objection is that cell towers create a result in the loss of property values. Now, I guess it depends upon who owns the property. As I mentioned yesterday, I wish we had cell towers all over our place. They pay as high as $500 a month, more in some instances, to put up a cell tower. I don't think they're bad looking at all. I think they're kind of neat. And we have bad telephone service as far as cell services out here. I'd like to have cell towers on my property. And you say it creates loss of property values, I'd say it would increase that property value. If you go to sell your property and you say, you know, I've got two cell towers out there, each one of them pays me $500, that's $1,000 a month, that's $12,000 you're going to get a year when you buy this property, I think that would add to the value rather than take it away. Now, the people that think it destroys the value is the one that lives across the street and says, look at those unsightly towers out there. We used to think windmill towers were nice. I mean, boy, hey, old Joe put up a brand new windmill tower. Isn't that neat? I wish we had one like that. What's wrong with towers? I can't see anything wrong with towers. But anyhow, another objection is that microwave radiation from these towers is a health hazard. Now, I asked our engineering staff just now, I said, are those things really a health hazard? Yeah, he says talking on the telephone's a health hazard. If you've got a cell phone, sitting in front of a color television set is a health hazard. All that stuff is microwave radiation. But does it ever hurt anybody? I don't know. We'll discuss that in more detail right after these messages. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Prices for communication services are going up for AT&T, MCI, and Sprint. Here at SaveOnCommunications.com, we offer the best rates available in the industry. SaveOnCommunications.com offers discount long distance, calling cards, wireless services, VoIP services, DSL services, and much more. Stop feeding the telecom fat cat. Visit SaveOnCommunications.com or call 866-815-6343 and shop the absolute best values in communication products and services in the market today.
Turned. Now back to these stealth towers. As we mentioned yesterday, and I'll refresh your memory just a little bit, they are hidden. These are microwave towers that transmit radio signals for the thank you, Beth, for the cell telephone companies, and they are hidden in places where people are. For example, they're hidden in church steeples. They are hidden in firehouses. They are hidden in artificial pine trees that are in people's front yards. Okay, now they tell us, and I say they, I don't know that much about this, but some of the experts on the subject claim that they are a health hazard. And there's growing concerns, especially because churches, schools, and government buildings are being used as sale sites. We had an article yesterday where one school, I believe, got $6,000 a year because they allowed them to put a cell tower on their flagpole or something. But it was over the school anyhow. And the article goes on that local governments are anxious for the rent paid by the wireless providers. I would be. I would like to get that check every month. Fire stations are a prime location for cell sites. In a study conducted, it was shown that the power levels in the fire station's sleeping quarters was 4 to 5 times higher than the power leaving the cell site antenna because the room bounced the signals back and forth. The firefighters in that location reported that they had become ill since the installation of the cell tower on their station. Residents of State Housing Project in Honolulu say that the state is making money at the expense of their health. The occupants of the project complain that they became ill after the installation of a cellular tower on top of their apartment building. These residents say that there has been an increased number of miscarriages and illnesses due to the 2 years following the tower installation. The State Health Department, this is the Honolulu State Health Department, the Hawaiian State Health Department, says that the antenna should not be causing any health problems, although they admit that someone standing within 10 feet of the transmitter for more than a few minutes could suffer tissue damage. On August 14, 2003, the Federal Communications Commission responded to a petition that requested a review of the health standards for cell towers. The FCC rejected this petition, saying that the standards, if adopted, were based on industry input and there is a dearth of scientific evidence on this subject. The official position of the FCC is that there's not enough evidence to say that cell towers pose a risk to harm of human health. The FCC is not saying that cell towers are safe, doesn't say that they are unsafe. So whatever it's worth, but if you have a stealth tower hidden in your kitchen or someplace, well, you might want to be thinking about it. Anyhow, you'll be safe. I'm not nearly as concerned personally about stealth towers as I am the Homeland Security Agency. Homeland Security budget went through the Senate yesterday, sailed through, $36 billion we're going to spend on Homeland Security. Now, with $36 billion, you would be able to think that we could station soldiers along our borders and keep the illegals out, wouldn't you? What are they going to do with that $36 billion unless it's harass the taxpayer? I don't know, but that's all I've seen Homeland Security do since it was established. It's been there going on almost 4 years now. And that was 2001, 9-1-1, and it was October. So we've had Homeland Security since at least the first part of 2002. And since then, we've seen the Patriot Bill passed. We've seen a lot of our rights, liberties taken away from us. Let's go to Eli from Detroit. Hi, Eli. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
I am fantastic.
I've never talked to you before, but it sounds very interesting. But I have something else. I was looking at medical costs eat at Social Security. It's an article by William Welch. And he has got a chart from a Pete Stark representative in California. It shows 37% is going to be gouged out of Social Security checks very soon for this new law. You know this new law they got?
I'm not sure which law you're talking about.
It's Social Security medical costs.
But for foreigners?
Yeah. In other words, they take out premiums out of the checks for Medicare, you know.
Okay.
Okay,
but do you realize that we are soon going to be sending illegal Mexicans Social Security checks?
Oh, yeah. There's another thing. Yeah, right. Right. That's not in this article, of course, what I was looking at. And what he's saying, Elsie is saying, is that in a very short time, well, not a short time, it'll be the children of these people that are coming on They will virtually get none because it'll all be going to medical costs the way it's, the cost is rising so bad.
Well, we've known for years and years and years, my regular listeners have heard me say this several times, but my grandfather died in 1954.
Yeah.
So he told me this before 1954, obviously. But he said, Social Security was pretty good to me. He said, I got mine, but he says, you'll never see yours. Well, I'm 72 years old, and I can draw a Social Security check, but there's a lot of people that aren't going to be able to do it. Hey, thanks for the call. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
AAM, the American Agriculture Movement. You probably first heard about the AAM back in 1978 and 79 during the demonstrations in the tractorcade that brought thousands of farmers, ranchers, and tractors to Washington, D.C. Times were tough on the farm back in those days, but you know what? Things have literally gotten worse. The family, owner-operator, and the agriculture economy is practically a thing of the past. The multinational corporations controlling the price of our farm commodities have been making big, and I mean big, donations to both political parties. And as a result, the Department of Agriculture will not enforce the Packers and Stockyards Act, and the Department of Justice will not uphold the antitrust laws that would break up these monopolies and allow competitive marketing systems to work. To learn more about AAM, log on to www.aaminc.org or dial 605-993-6201.
Notification of dramatic reductions on your health care expenses. Can't afford health insurance for you and your family? Don't be unprotected. Get Plan B for Health, one of the leading non-insurance health care protection and savings plans. Get important health care protection and save an average of 10 to 50% on health care expenses. For free information, call Plan B for Health, 1-800-562-2882. Family plans only $24.95 and $49.95 a month. Insurance companies get big discounts from hospitals and doctors. Now you can too. Save an average of 10 to 30% on hospitals and doctors, and an average of 10 to 50% on prescriptions, dental, vision, and more. Call 1-800-562-2882. Can't get health insurance or don't have enough health care protection? Plan B for Health has family plans for only $24.95 and $49.95 a month. No one refused with a 30-day money-back guarantee. For free information, call the affordable non-insurance solution, Plan B for Health, 1-800-562-2882. That's 1-800-562-2882.
For the last few years, I've talked about financial protection and diversification with my friends at Swiss America. The Associated Press reported that Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan recently said huge federal budget deficits threaten the nation's long-term economic stability as he raised new concerns about impending problems in Social Security and Medicare. He was speaking before the banking conference. Greenspan said he was more concerned about the budget deficit than the soaring trade deficit. He also warned a day of reckoning will come. Now, what does this mean for interest rates, currency values, and the price of gold? Please call my friend at Swiss America Trading at 1-800-289-2646. That spells 1-800-BUYCOIN. Ask for their special report, Gold, the Color of Hope, and the Right to Own Gold. Please act now to protect your money. Call Swiss America today, 1-800-BUYCOIN.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who asks, how is it one careless match can start a forest fire, but it takes a whole box to start a campfire? Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. Let's go back to the telephone. Danielle tells me that she has been doing research on cell phones. Hi, Danielle. You're on the air.
Hi. Yes, over the weekend, I spent some time on the internet, just because in our area, in the last few months, 8 cell phone towers has went up within probably a 10-mile area, which I thought was quite unusual for cell phone service.
Okay, go ahead.
And what I found on the internet, I went to a cell phone buyer's guide, and they said themselves in this article that there's a lot of talk about RFID tags in cell phones, and that the RFID tags will be coming to a cell phone near you.
So what does that mean? Because those RFID tags, that's radio frequency identification, that's the same little tag that they put on shopping, you know, when you go shopping, it's on the consumer's items that you buy at Walmart.
Exactly. Well, some of the businesses, they're talking about some companies giving their employees these cell phones so they can track where their employees are, and it also states that, you know, there's no guarantee that the employees will not be tracked after they get
home. Oh, they're going to put the RFID tag in the cell phone?
In the cell phone.
I was thinking in the tower. Okay, I'm with you.
In the cell phone, which has to communicate with the tower.
Sure, sure.
And so these towers that are going up everywhere, they have got to be RFID compliant. And it also goes on to say that, you know, there's many concerns about the RFID tag, but they can be used for millions of other purposes. Imagine going to the airport and being checked in automatically because on all your information is stored on your cell phone you're carrying. And they go on to say that the RFID technology is limitless, and that the first phones that will be carrying the RFID tag will be the new cell phone by Nokia.
Really?
Yes.
So, you know, it depends upon where you live. But you say there's 10 gone up in your area. You must be in a fairly metropolitan area.
No, we are in a rural area with a population of about 600 people.
Really?
Yes.
You see, out where we are, we have a problem with getting cell phone service. I mean, you have to be on a hill or someplace, and we're in pretty hilly country. And I know when I drove to Reno this past spring, past July, Reno, Nevada, and out on the desert, why, there's no cell towers, and you have a problem getting service. So there's a lot of areas in the country where you can't get cell phone service. But I wonder why they would have 10 in your area unless there are several different companies.
What I found out locally, now there is two different companies that are putting up towers at the same time.
Right.
And I have carried a cell phone for the past couple of years. I've never had a problem receiving a signal out here. Now, the closer I get into town, I do. And now that these towers have went up, my reception is worse than ever.
Really?
Yes.
Well, maybe they don't have them. Maybe they're not operating at the present time or operating properly. I don't know. I have no idea. I tell you, all this stuff is so far over my head. You know,
It was interesting that when I started doing a search on Altel cell phone service, it was interesting. If anyone knows any research at all about Iridium satellites that went online back in, I believe it was 1999, and Motorola was one of the main stockholders for Iridium. And these are basically signaling, communication. The Air Force uses it. But they were kind of promoting it as, you know, talk to anybody, anywhere, anytime. But it had nothing to do with communication.
You know, I said, I'm so far behind on this sort of thing. But the other day, let's see, it was September the 14th, which would have been Tuesday, a gentleman by the name of John called in from Spokane and was telling us about the little boxes that were on the highway. Well, he's going to be a guest on the show Monday, and he's done a lot of research. He's taken pictures of those, and he knows a lot more about them now than he did when he first saw them, and we're going to discuss that. But those things are amazing. He sent me quite a bit of information about them. Those things can count the people in a car when you drive by. Now, they lay flat on the ground. They're made out of old rubber tires, for whatever it's worth. They're recycled old rubber tires. They just bolt them to the highway. You can run over them. He says, I've tried to destroy them. He said, I drive a three-quarter ton Dodge pickup. And he said, I ran right over the top of them and skidded my brakes, you know, skidded the tires across them. He said, they're indestructible. But they can do things that you wouldn't believe. But, hey, I appreciate the call. I want to go to Bill in Ohio because he has some tracking information on cell phones. Hi, Bill, you're on the air.
I saw something a little bit amusing this past weekend. I can't remember just where this occurred. It was somewhere within, it was Ohio, Pennsylvania, or Indiana in this region. Guy was making obscene phone calls to somebody that didn't want to receive him, and practically by the time he got the thing clicked off and put back in his pocket and back in his car, a couple of sheriff's cruisers was pulling up beside him.
Really?
That's fast work.
That is. But I'll bet if he was breaking into the bank, it'd take him an hour and 45 minutes to get there.
Yeah, I would suggest next time he go to a phone booth. We'll see.
Okay, thanks for the call. Wanda, hi. What's going on, Wanda?
Hi. I just wondered if I could go back to the regulatory measures, some of those regulatory measures on the scenic byway.
You bet you can.
Okay, we have quite a bit here that people are not going to hear at these scenic byway meetings unless they bring the subject up, and then there's not anything for sure that they will get a correct answer anyway, because these things, they like to keep them hidden because they're so strict and so damaging to private property ownership. One of them is they implement the zoning and land use ordinances for view protection, which means there may be overlay zoning and the creation of view corridors. Now, view corridors could be spurs or large areas that join into the freeway and wander in around through the community. And when they're, that means that anything in that viewshed then would be controlled, which could actually take in most of a county if they made that corridor long enough, and you know they're after as much land as possible, so that's kind of for folks to figure out there.
Well, Wanda, they're going to take in most of the nation.
Well, they're going to try.
Yeah, that's obvious, because how many did I talk about just today right here in Missouri? You see, Highway 19, there's one in, they're trying to get 179 out of Jefferson City, Highway 24 over in the Carroll County area. All they have to do is just get these areas signed up, and they have control of the entire nation.
Well, they plan on having overlay zoning that places additional restrictions on zoned areas and unzoned areas that people may be living a little freer than other people, and then they will find themselves zoned and won't even know what's going on until it's too late. And they're used to control the density and vegetation and agriculture, just anything that they don't believe that would fit into their idea of a view corridor. And then they plan to pass legislation to establish green belts. And these green belts will be to create a scenic buffer between the developed areas and the surrounding countryside, which means that land would have to be acquired. They'd have to buy that or condemn it to get it.
You know, what is more scenic, what is more beautiful than driving down a highway and seeing beautiful homes, nice, well-kept lawns, pretty pastures with cattle and horses grazing? What's more beautiful than that?
I don't know, Darius.
Ragweeds? That's all we have up here now is ragweeds and goldenrod. You know, I mean, who determines what? Isn't beauty in the eye of the beholder?
Well, in this case, it'd be in the eyes of the stakeholder councils, behold.
Right, and they're going to tell these people in these scenic vistas. I got that term yesterday. I'd never heard of a scenic vista before. But they want to control the elements such as height, bulk, design, materials, color, landscaping. Hey, Wanda, thanks for the call.
Sure.
We'll be right back.
is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177 for your free brochure at 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Are you tired of Jurassic Age T1 dedicated line pricing? BestT1Prices.com will deliver unbiased T1 line prices in real time, allowing you to save money. BestT1Prices.com also offers business and residential DSL, frame relay, point-to-point, T3, DS3, Wi-Fi, and much, much more. BestT1Prices.com has served over 100,000 instant price quotes. Visit BestT1Prices.com and start saving money today.
Let's go back to the telephones. Tim, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, DB. Thank you for the minute. I have a friend that works in Ron Paul's office, and she sent me an email the other day, and I just wanted to reiterate this to the listeners. We have recently signed up again with the International Criminal Court Treaty and rejoined UNESCO. Also,
yes, I saw that. How did we re-sign up with the criminal court? That would never made any news whatsoever, did it?
No, sir, it did not. But this is coming from Ron Paul's office, so it's not a hoax. Also, since Wednesday, when the 2005 budget was passed, we have now appropriated Social Security funds for illegal aliens who come here to work for only 18 months, then go back home. This is part of the free trade of the FTAA, and it could also mean that we will appropriate Social Security funds for people that live in South America. There are.
Now, that was a question. That wasn't. We don't know that yet.
We don't know that yet. But
the South American part, but we do know about the Mexicans.
Absolutely. 18 months is all they have to work here, and when they go home, then they can still get Social Security. There is also two biofuel refineries in Texas, and they make the ethanol out of sugarcane and corn, which would be just wonderful for the farmers around. But the EPA has been so strictly regulating them that it is making hard for them to build the refineries, because the EPA is actually protecting the oil industry.
Oh, there's no doubt about that.
I got my protecting water resources with smart growth. And I guess it doesn't matter to the EPA that I'm a good buddy of yours, because they sent it to me regardless.
Oh, good, good. When did you order it?
It took about a week, Derek.
Okay.
And I also, they also sent me a CD-ROM that contains the National Publication Catalog for 2003. And that has all of their publications for the whole year.
They sent. Did you ask for a CD? Because I got the book.
No, they said all they had available was a CD.
All right.
And I just wanted to tell the listeners that, ladies and gentlemen, please get up off of your couches and out from in front of your radios when Derry's show is over. Join your local farm bureaus and get up and show this evidence to the farmers and the ranchers, because if we can ever get the farmers and ranchers knowing what's going on, we might make some headway. But it's going to take you people out there that know about all this to get up and talk in front of these people.
You know, you have an interesting story, Tim. I know, Tim, we communicate regularly. But you just showed up at a Farm Bureau meeting one night and started telling the people what was really going on, and they had no idea, and the Farm Bureau didn't know.
No, they didn't. None of the people knew what was going on. And Derry, they wanted to know so bad that they immediately, at the end of the meeting, turned around and unanimously elected me on the board of directors of the Lee Bastrop County Farm Bureau. So, people, there's the proof. If you tell these good people what's going on, they will do something. But you got to tell them.
Okay, and we have to take a break.
Thanks
for the
Derry.
Call.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us. We are in a battle. Our freedom is at stake, and more importantly, the freedom of our children, grandchildren, and future generations are at stake. Fighting the good fight seems futile at times, but there's one thing you can do to turn the tide. By supporting the Paragon Foundation, you support individuals committed to fighting the elements in our country that want to take away your private property rights and your right to work and live where you choose. The Paragon Foundation provides financial support to individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and exchange of ideas that offset the prevailing force in our society that is attempting to destroy our constitutional freedoms. The Paragon Foundation carefully scrutinizes every request for financial support to ensure that mission statement is fulfilled. All donations are tax deductible. Administrative costs are kept as low as possible so you know that your donations make a difference. So do make a difference today. Support the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 877-847-3443. And we have returned. Let's go back to the telephones. We're in the home stretch. John, hi. You're chomping at the bit, aren't you, John? You're pushing the calendar.
Yeah, I tell you what. I went to the watershed meeting last night that they had here in Spokane County, and it was quite disheartening. your previous caller, and then you had comments to her about these scenic byways and vistas,
right,
and so forth. And actually, believe it or not, that is part of the Protecting Water Resources with Smart Growth, the EPA publication you told us about. Well, I immediately sent off for it and got it yesterday just in time before the meeting. As I was going through it, on page 6 in the introduction, it has figure 1, smart growth principles. And the first one is mixed land usage. 2, take advantage of compact building design. 3, create a range of housing opportunities and choices. 4, create walkable neighborhoods. 5, foster distinctive, attractive communities with a strong sense of place, whatever that means. And then number 6, this is the one you're going to like. Preserve open space, farmland, natural beauty, and critical environmental areas. And I don't know how it could be any more nebulous, but they've even got that principle inculcated into the smart growth process. So,
tell me, how did your watershed meeting go?
Well, went in there, and it was definitely a problem reaction solution meeting. They used the Delphi technique, went right by the book. The facilitator was in fact, the consulting firm that was hired to produce this this consensus gathering event, and went in there, and when I raised my hand and pulled out this smart growth book, they turned white. And then when I started quoting from it, I asked them if any of them had ever seen the book, and they all denied ever having seen it. And then I went on to explain that, well, for people to have not ever seen this book, they sure were following the guidelines verbatim. The meeting was precisely out of the book. Exactly. All the talking points, all the points of interest, the technique of the meeting, everything. I started to speak on the issue, and I was fairly brief and very calm about it. And then after a short time, this one fellow who had been planted in the audience, I'm sure, to take the position of the antithesis so they could reach consensus, he turned around and told me to shut up, and he was sick of hearing me. And I said, oh, so you're wanting to censor me? And he goes, I wish I could. And I said, well, that's real nice of you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And they were a group of people. I'm 51, and they were mostly all older than me. And I'm telling you, these people were dyed-in-the-wool communists.
Now, when you say these people, you mean the people that were putting on the meeting?
The people at the meeting.
At the meeting.
The citizens, the people that were there. I had one man tell me this. He said that the Constitution, I asked him, well, what are you going to do about the Constitution? I said, everything in this project, in this program here, is antithetical to freedom. I said, so what are you going to do about the Constitution? And he informed me that the Constitution was written by the federal government to grant specific rights to the states, who in turn granted specific rights to the people. Now, can you imagine that? I told him he must have been educated in a public school system, and he really got mad.
Well, did they go on and decide to go on with the watershed program? We have just a few seconds left.
Oh, absolutely. It's a steamroller. There's no way that you're going to stop it outside of a state initiative to throw it out. They're literally closing in on the final stages of this.
They're closing in on the final stages of America. It's happening all over the world. You're in Spokane, Washington. We're out here in Missouri. It doesn't make any difference where it is. It's happening. John, looking forward to having you as a guest on the show Monday. And now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177. For your free brochure, 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can.